Sasha. And today's going to be another additional episode bringing you on this amazing new Monday, powerful Monday. And our topic is today is dreams and fear. And Sebi, would you like to talk about some of the items, some of the topic issues that you feel like about this episode about?
Yeah, most definitely. One thing is, you know, for everyone out there, when you have a dream, right, and you're wanting to somehow blueprint it, somehow put it all together, there isn't a right way to go about it.
Yes.
And to do it. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
And you just gotta really focus on trying to find resources in order to, you know, go forward with the plan or whatever you're dreaming about, whether it's starting a business, whether it's starting, you know, a podcast of the stuff that we're doing.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and fear at the same time either can make you or break you, because you start kind of thinking about, man, do I do it? How do I do it? And then obviously at the same token is you got to be fearless.
Yeah.
So, most definitely.
I mean, just exactly what you said. I mean, if you don't have a blueprint, and we all are human, and we dream on the things that we want in life, and if you don't have the baby steps to achieve the small, bigger steps, we're never achieve the dream to come to reality. I think we forget that sometimes the small process has a beginning, and on those each steps will build that reality. And that sometimes relating to a dream can conquer the fear within it, because that doubt will play a big factor as a virus and will hold you back. And the people in your surroundings and your environment are not going to be on the board or the same with you, with your idea. They're not going to comprehend what you have in store for. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you have the ability to do it on your own, to map it out, to suck it up, and to head on this obstacle, because if you don't, you will never achieve what you have visualized in your mind to make it into reality. Because I think we easily the dream, but we always forget the blueprint, like you said.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. I mean, I can attest to that.
Yeah.
Because starting the business that I'm doing now was not easy. Was not easy at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to work in my regular full-time job 55 hours a week. Mind you, sometimes 60.
Yeah.
And then ultimately go part-time with the business on the days off, or, you know, working around my the schedule at work.
Yeah.
As of the full-time job. And so you just have to sacrifice if you want it as bad, you know, and you just gotta go and get it.
Did you have your fears in the beginning while you had that dream?
Most definitely. Every week, every day. Man, what am I, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fear of, you know, not making enough.
Not making
man, am I gonna lose focus on my full-time job? And then,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
cause do you feel like that full-time job was already your comfort? Do you feel more comfortable knowing that no matter what, you still nickel back on that?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Because once, but at the same time, I was like, man, I was, you know, you read books and you learn and you educate yourself, is that you gotta be fearless. You gotta just say, you know what? I gotta wake up and just do it, get it done. And that's, you know, since then, I have not turned, I haven't looked back.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just excited to see where we're headed, you know, ultimately with Everyday Vida, and then as well as in our businesses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So coming off the two different type of jobs or two different type of careers, as me as a personal trainer, coach, as well, doing broadcasting and doing a lot of follow-ups. And one of the things I came across is that marketing myself as a coach at a facility is day in, day out, you know, posting, doing a lot of follow-ups. You know, going out of my comfort zone to try to promote who I am and get my business going. I think we always forget that success does not happen overnight, and the fear in the dark is what's going to happen to us. So we sometimes forget the challenges that we have in front of us because we feel like it's going to be easy in our mind. But when you walk out in society, the struggles, the downbreaks, the worries, all these things that come up to you will give you anxiety. And I think by you going and conquering each step, like I did for myself and Sebi, it makes you more wiser to experience that if you could conquer this, you could conquer another career on your path. And it gives you the ability to keep moving forward with new visions, new ideas, new dreams, and keep you pushing for success. And I like to say on a Monday, the way you start on a Monday, finish on a Friday. Because what you set up for success throughout this whole week, you could award yourself come Friday night because all the hard work you did these 5 days.
Yep.
And so keep pushing yourself and have that ambition, because with that mindset, you could be and create anything you want in your life. But you have to get up and do the work, because I think we forget that it's not easy. Put in the labor work ourselves.
Yeah. You know, you're talking to a father man that also has two kids. So we wake up early, 6:30 in the morning. Oh, get them, you know, get ready, wake up, cook them some breakfast, and then ultimately take them to school. So and then the privilege to take them to school. That's just amazing. Where I had the full-time job,
yeah,
I couldn't do that. And having the business, being in business for myself, has given me the opportunity to do that and be there, you know.
Yeah, it gives you the ability to actually have more freedom.
Yep.
To spend more time with your family and also go to your contracts, jobs, and basically knock them out.
Because
you set them up by appointments, right?
Correct.
So, as I sell my clients by appointments as well. That's why I wake up at 4:30. And I don't go to bed till 12. That's me, though. We have two different type of timeshares, but we have the same ambition. And that's what would bring us together.
Yeah.
So this is one of our topics that we talked to about was the dream and fear today. I'm really happy with what we accomplished so far in our second week and moving forward for our next week. New ideas are coming on the way for Everyday Vidas. Coming straight from San Antonio, your boy Joey Fresh, followed by my boy
Sebi Mendoza.
And I'd like to wish everyone a blessed evening, a Motivation Monday, outgoing, get up and go get it. And anything you got to say, big boy?
I think that's it, man. It's just, you know, the dream. We all have it, but it's what are you doing to go get it.
Love it. I love it.
Peace.